Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And to talk about maybe his reaction to this deal, he had some very nice things to say about Shedeur Sanders and his evaluation of Shedeur, not just on the field as his physical talent, but as a leader. He is longtime NFL executive and scout, former NFL GM. Scott McLuhan joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. I am not the biggest Brock Purdy fan in the world compared to what he just got paid. I think other people might be kinder than I am to him. When you see 5 years, $265 million, 181 guaranteed for Brock Purdy, what's your reaction?
Surprised. Very surprised.
Do you think
especially
they...
go ahead. Well, I was going to say, especially the way he played last year. I mean, I didn't come out of college. I watched him. Hell, he played 6 years in college, you know, so I scouted him multiple years. And he's been exceeded my expectations pretty much, but still, the cap's going up. I get it. And everybody's getting paid. Quarterbacks are getting paid more and more and more. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't see a franchise guy.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, 2 years ago, he was fourth in MVP. He led the league in passer rating. He had all these numbers. But then, you know, you usually don't get worse from year two to year three. You can really see how someone was just dependent on the guys around him more than it was him making plays.
100%. You know, I've been around a Hall of Fame quarterback, probably another Hall of Fame quarterback, and they could do it on their own. And they took games over. And I've been around like a Matt Hasselbeck when I was in Seattle, and he was as good as the guys around him. And that's 75% to 80% of the NFL, you know, with the quarterbacks. You know, he's not going to go out there and light it up. He's not a strong arm guy. He's a finesse thrower. You know, he's got throwing time. And if he's in a running game, you can get after him because he's an average athlete at best. But good for him. Good for him. I pull for players, but I don't see it. No.
Scott,
I'll never do that.
Scott McLuhan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So one of the reasons why I want to have you on here is we saw you on the Pac-Man Jones show. And just for those who have maybe not heard the clips that we had earlier in the show, you have a strong write-up and a strong feeling about Shedeur. Can you share us kind of your evaluation on him?
Well, yeah. He's a football player. You know, he made an average team, probably less than average team, good to better each year. And I think he'll do that with any organization he's in the NFL. You know, if he's with Cleveland for 10 years, I think he'll make him better. But the thing about it is, I saw him play. I was at a game live. And I sit on sidelines the whole time just to pay attention to him because I work for a couple teams in the NFL and they need a quarterback and all that. So I just stood there and watched him when he, you know, fourth down, boom, he's on the sideline. Okay. What's he doing? He's going to his O lineman. He's going to his running backs. He's going to his receivers, you know, and just talking football. you know, and you could tell they all looked at him. They all listened to him. He was the leader by far, the leader. And, you know, the thing about him falling in the draft, I mean, I get it. It's not fun for him or the family or whatever. But still, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. It matters what you do once you get in the league, plain and simple. You know, I've had first rounders that failed. I've had seventh rounders that have been all pros, you know. And I think with his demeanor, and second of all, he's got talent. Watch it. I gave him a first round grade, you know, and I just don't throw those around like they're anything. I might give 12 to 15 a year at most. You know, and I thought, in my opinion, he was the best quarterback when it's all said and done in this draft. He had no running game. He had no offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy still produced big time. I mean, he put up big time numbers, you know, and I think, you know, they're like, well, he's not the great athlete. I'm like, well, who are you comparing him to? His dad? Of course not. But if you're comparing him to NFL quarterbacks, he's at least average. He's probably better than average. You know, he got sacked so many times. I'm like, yeah, well, he had two guys on each side chasing him. I mean, what do you expect him to do? He's trying to get out of harm's way, you know. But, yeah, no, I honestly think just in his demeanor and his mentality and his throwing motion and his arm strength and the fact that, you know, he's not a bad athlete. He's not. I'm telling you. And you guys will find that out soon. You'll find it out real soon. It's you know, and the way he acted on the sideline is the way you want a quarterback to react. Because, like I said, I've been around with some really good ones. And they always had control of the offense on the sideline or on the field. And he has that it factor. And that's going to be huge for him.
So yeah, I want to touch more on the actual, you know, the traits that you see from an actual quarterback standpoint. But before we do that, the demeanor, you really highlighted the demeanor and some of the things you liked seeing just even on the sidelines. Does it remind you at all the demeanor, the mentality, how people gravitated towards him of Baker Mayfield when, and, you know, I remember in 2018 when John Dorsey used you as a consultant here with the Browns and you guys identified Baker and that was an absolute home run of a hit, in my opinion. Is the similarities there for you between Baker and Shador in that respect?
Yes, 100%. 100%. I'll never forget, I was at Baker's workout at OU, and, you know, all the players there early, stretching, doing whatever, and he came walking in, and they all started snapping their fingers. I'm like, what are they doing? I was talking to the head coach. I'm like, what are they doing?
The Pied Piper?
That means the leader's here. It's time to go. You know, and I saw the same thing on the sideline with Shadir from the standpoint where everybody listened to him. When he said something, they're all looking at him. I die. And I said this on the podcast, and I know everybody knows this, but I'll never forget Travis Hunter. There's a ball thrown, and Shadir missed it in his third down. And Travis put his hands in the air like he was pissed off. He jumped his tail on the sideline. He put his finger right in his face. He says, you never do that.
Scott.
Amazing.
Oh, sorry about that, friend. You've been a part. I mean, even, you know, in your consulting time, I mean, you've just been such a huge part of evaluating quarterbacks. Obviously, you grew up as a scout in the legendary Green Bay organization, and you got experience around Holmgren and all these great, you've been part of so many great quarterback decisions. Is there a through line? Like, what are the things that the quarterbacks that you've been a part of drafting or assessing that have worked out? Is there a through line for those guys?
Yeah, it's the it factor. It's the fact that they are respected by all their teammates, but they know how to keep it clean, you know, but they also have leadership and understand in the fourth quarter. I'll never forget when I was in Green Bay, we'd be down 14 points with 5 minutes left. And I'm like, we're going to win. They're like, how can you say that? I said, we got Brett Favre. Watch. And we would. I mean, it's just that it factor. It's just something that's very unique. And the thing about with Shadir is the fact that he's been through adversity. You know, I mean, Jackson State, fine, whatever. Comes to see you. You know, it's not easy early. You know, I mean, him and his dad, and the only reason he's here is because of his dad. But I'm telling you, he's a tough son of a gun now. He took a whooping at Colorado, a whooping in the backfield, you know what I'm saying, with sacks and stuff. And he never, ever backed down, ever. You know, and he just kept stepping to the plate, you know. And I'm really impressed with him just as a person he is, not so much a football player he is. And don't get me wrong, the talent's important. Arm strength's important. He's got tons of arm strength. He's fine. Everybody says, well, he's got average arm strength. No, he doesn't. No, he's not Brett Favre of arm strength, but he's got fine. But just the fact that he went through a lot, you know, when he was in everybody's, you know, the lights, he was the main guy. He's has to do this, has to do that, has to do this every week. And the son of a gun never backed down. Never one time backed down. And that's what I respected so much.
Why is it you think that he did end up falling to the fifth round then?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, my personal opinion is the fact that what's coming with him, which you guys are going to love on your side. But it's just the circus of the media, you know. And every day the head coaches have to talk about him. You know, is he going to start and not start? When's he going to start? You know, that type of stuff, which I could care less about. But I'm not one doing the press conferences every day, you know. But it wasn't because of talent. I promise you that. It was not because of talent. And it wasn't medical. He has no red flags, background, off the field, nothing. Nothing. He's a good kid, really good kid.
Scott, go ahead, bud.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We always have the debate with every quarterback that gets drafted about the value of playing right away versus sitting. When you watch Shadur, do you see a guy that could benefit from a time on the bench, or do you think he's ready to just kind of plug and play?
I think he's ready to right now. Let's go. I think because, you know, with his father, you know, they ran the spread. Don't get me wrong. All colleges do 3-4 receiver sets, all that stuff. But his dad's taught him what he looked at in quarterbacks when he was playing. They were good and why they were good, you know, which ones are going to challenge him, which ones won't challenge him. I think if he hits it and gets it, it's the same thing we did in Seattle. We took Russell Wilson. Everybody's like, you know, we just signed Flynn. We gave him $8 million or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden Russell comes in the first 2 weeks of training camp. I'm like, it's not even close. And then Pete Carroll comes on and says, he's our starter, you know, and he just took off. You know, I could see that happening. I honestly could.
Do you know anything about Dylan Gabriel at all? The third round pick that the Browns ended up taking out of Oregon.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about him? Do you think a lot of his traits, when Stefanski describes him, actually sounds very similar to some of the traits that that Shadur has and possesses? From a football standpoint, not off the field or any of that other stuff.
Yeah. No, I think Dylan, I think him is kind of funny. We brought up Brock Purdy. I see him as number two for life at best, you know, and in a third round, that's fine. I mean, you get number two, you know, I'm in Green Bay and we have Brett Favre, the 3-time MVP in 3 years in a row. And every year we took a quarterback. You know, so as a backup, of course, you know, Brett never missed any games. But, yeah, I see him as a really good college quarterback. I see him as an average NFL quarterback.
Scott McLuhan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So looking to the Browns draft in general, you get Mason Graham at 5. You get the UCLA linebacker at 33. Well, Quinshon Judkins at 36. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end, at 67. And then Dylan Sampson, the running back in the late fourth rounder. I'm just curious your thoughts on the rest of the Browns draft and if anybody specifically stood out to you.
I really like their draft. Really like it. I think they got some football players. You know, once you meet Graham, I'm sure you probably already have, he's the same guy every day. Every game you watch, he's the same guy. You go watch 5 plays, you go watch 55 plays. He's the same guy every play. And is he going to be great? Don't know. But he's going to be a starter, and he's going to be good for sure. You know, the one that intrigues me is Fannin. I think he's got a chance to be something pretty dang good. Pretty dang good. You know, he can play inline, he can play flex, he can play H-back, he can play fullback. He's got really good ball skills. You know what? He's a really good athlete, and he's got speed. It's very interesting.
What do you think for the Browns this upcoming season? How many wins should a fan be looking at for this year, even though with the understanding that it's probably not going to go great?
I have no idea, bud.
Okay.
Depends who the quarterback is, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to play solid defense. You know that. But, yeah, it depends, you know, and the running game's going to be better since Chubb's out now. It's going to be better from the standpoint they got two young guys that are both pretty quality backs, you know. But you're going to have to take care of that quarterback no matter what.
So looking ahead, and I know we don't like to do this, but you know, there's some thought that if the rookies don't hit this year, the Browns have 2 first next year. Have you done any kind of advance work on the 2026 class yet of quarterbacks?
Yes.
Who stands out this early?
Arch Manning.
Yeah. I've heard people like him.
No, he's legit, you know. And the thing about it, he's down in Texas with Sarkisian, and Sarkisian teaches a pro style offense. And no, but he's legit. You know, the kid, where's that? The kid at LSU, Neusmeyer. He's got a chance to get up in there too, but not number one. I think if Arch is going to be the first pick overall in the whole draft, and not just the first overall quarterback. But after that, I have people, you know, people I talk to that I trust and they know football, saying it's going to be a good draft. It's going to be a real good draft.
Love to hear that. Oh, go ahead, Scott.
You don't need to worry about it. You got you, guys.
That's right.
We have Sure. Right.
We like
good.
That energy. Scott, really great stuff, man. You were so generous with your time, and you got back to us in like record time, so we appreciate you, man.
You guys are welcome very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Scott McLuhan there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But there are two guys who, if I could just, if they just had like scouting 101, you sit in a room with them, I don't say a single damn word unless I have a question about, but they just show me how to scout.
Yeah.
It would be either Scott McLuhan or John Dorsey.
I do feel like this has gone a long way for you in the Shador Sanders profile, and I like that it's gone a long way for you.
Well, why it matters to me is a fair amount of guys in the NFL, there's really only one or two franchises or one or two trees that just get how to find quarterbacks. And McLuhan and Dorsey are part of that. In that Ron Wolf tree, the Ted Thompson tree, however you want to kind of define it. And, you know, you look at Scott, like, guys, if the worst thing we can say about his quarterback tree is he said, take Baker with the number one pick. Well, I think that bears fruit now after, what, two, three years in Tampa Bay.
Well, so think about it for a second, and this is just, it's kind of just been like sirens going off in my brain right now. The idea that, who did Baker grow up idolizing? It was Brett Favre. Yeah. Why do you think he grew up idolizing Brett Favre? It's because he saw a lot of himself in Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea that when I brought up to Scott, like, all right, so when you see Baker and then when you see Shador, is it the same, what you're talking about, that it factor, that reason? And I've always wondered why I love Baker as much as I did to then turn around and love Shador as much as I did. And I think it's because they both carry the same traits, some of the same traits that Brett Favre carried, which makes maybe I'm just on the same wavelength as Scott McLuhan when it comes to quarterbacks. But like, we clearly see the you call it the it factor. He said that's what he said many times, the it factor. But the idea that all his teammates rally around him, everyone that he's around, he just makes better. Like, those type of guys, like, there is something to those guys. They obviously draw me in, they draw Scott in as well.
Well, and we've always loved the Baker comparison because physically, they're good athletes, but they're not elite athletes, right? Like, that's not, even Baker, like, Baker has a nice arm. Baker doesn't blow you away with his arm. It's everything all together with Baker, and that's, I will tell you, if you like Shador, it's the entirety of the physical package, not one thing specifically.
No, but I think so much of this is detached from even just the football aspect of it. It's the other qualities that make you a quarterback and can make you a star quarterback that go beyond just what you can do on the football field itself. And you can tell when Scott was describing a lot of Shador, some of the same things he described with Baker, which goes back to some of the same things you'd find with Brett Favre. Like, there are just so many things. And he started to go down that story, and we've heard the story before, the one that Hugh Jackson actually retold a lot of times. That's why I jumped in. I was like, the Pied Piper story, because that's it, where Baker would just make a little noise, and then all the teammates would just come running to him like he was the Pied Piper. And it's little things like that that Shador possesses as well. And even going into what happens on the sideline and all the teammates rallying around him, all that, all the little things that go beyond that obviously make a big difference.
I also like the idea that Scott said, play him immediately. Like that, because it's tricky. Like, just because you're the first pick in the draft doesn't mean you're ready to play week one. Just because you're a fifth round pick, or in the case of like Russell Wilson, doesn't mean you're not ready to start early in your NFL career. I don't want to put all the eggs in the basket of this year for Shador and Dylan Gabriel, but I'd like to unwrap that present as much as I possibly can this year to make an informed decision going forward.
Hey, Scott believes the moment that you do that, that you're done looking for a quarterback and that's it.
I hope he's right. I do.
I hope he's right too.
How about the Dylan Gabriel stuff?
He did not like Dylan Gabriel.
No.
He did not. That was as nice as you could be about Dylan Gabriel.
And well, and he just said career backup, which is not it. Like that's he doesn't view that as a slander.
Well, if you would have told Dylan Gabriel that before he was taken in the third round, when he was projected for the sixth or seventh round, yes. He'd probably happily sign up to be a career
if
backup.
If you said Dylan, I'm going to give you, Case Keenum, who is an undrafted free agent, by the way. I'm going to give you Case Keenum's career. Case has made about $60 million in his career. He's been a starter a couple times, but he's now a journeyman backup quarterback. And there's a massive value in that. I think Dylan Gabriel would take that tomorrow. You are the left-handed Case Keenum.
I think he would too. I think as of right now, though, he doesn't have to see himself that way because he genuinely believes, I would imagine he believes, that he can win a starting job this year and have a chance to prove himself.
I mean, I just think like, I think it really matters. Like when somebody says, Shador has all the tools you need and hey, that other guy doesn't. And that guy happens to have been part of organizations that didn't, it's not just Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. It's Baker. It's Matt Hasselbeck. It's Mark Brunell. Like the quarterback studies that he've been around, they haven't really missed.
Okay, the worry I have, though, and if you listen, you're 100% right. The worry I have, though, is that I don't know through what we've seen that the Browns necessarily care about the other intangible things and care about kind of what made Baker special and what I think makes Shador special. I don't know that the Browns have given me any sort of clue that's something that they prioritize. I think there's so much what happens on the field when so much of this game is also what happens off the field, and that includes just right after plays ended.
My just honest to God hope, I really, really hope upon wish, is that when they're all out there, the it factor matters. That's no disrespect to anybody else. And when I say it factor, I do mean the leadership part. Because I just think if Kevin is going, I really hope Kevin learned his lesson with Baker. Where, guys, we can talk about Baker and, you know, the scheme fit or any of the guys. I think Kevin soured on Baker because of the leadership stuff. And Baker wanted to lead Kevin. Like, Baker would call Kevin out.
It would have been perfect for Kevin.
But I think when you're a young coach, that feels like a threat.
I know.
And I kind of feel like Shador is that same. That is the thing that I do like, the crossover that you've talked about. The thing I like most about Shador is the leadership stuff.
I know, and I don't know that they're going to value that, and they should.
But I think, like, can Kevin learn that lesson from 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's yet to be determined, right? I mean, they stuck with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, they paid him a lot of money, but it's not like we had a bunch of glowing reports about teammates gravitating and loving Deshaun Watson.
No, that's fair. Well, so to me, like, it's so funny. Like, we're gonna talk about this earlier in the show, and then because of reorganizing stuff so we could get Scott in here, it wasn't something we kept on the docket. But like, I don't, when it comes to like, let Shador be Shador, I don't give a rip about any of the video stuff or the, you know, his team with guys like Boog. Like, I don't care about the music stuff. Like, to me, letting Shador be Shador means, are you going to let him lead the team?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like,
and Scott's telling you that's like one of the best assets and one of the best traits that he has. And watching him and going to Colorado and seeing how, now again, it's more than just when the play ends, Nick. It's the idea that even Travis Hunter, that story you told with him and Travis Hunter, how many people are telling Travis Hunter and screaming at him that way, and then getting Travis Hunter to, that's his best friend, obviously. There's a connection there. But like, that's the type of stuff that you just don't see every day.
We haven't even gotten to my favorite part of the entire interview.
I know what it was.
I mean,
he didn't say his name right at all. I mean that.
Oh no, that's funny. Oh my God, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Favorite part? No.
Oh no, him. So
Shador.
I don't know that Keith will actually put out these videos because I was. You can see in the videos, I am cracking up every time he says Shador.
When you were doing it, I was like, oh no, Keith's not putting these out at all now.
And this is
Baskin eating during an interview. It's just not happening
earlier,
now.
Earlier, I actually did a good job. You probably see my belly shaking, but I'm like looking right at the mic. And the time where I couldn't tell if he was getting ready to speak or not. And right as I went to open my mouth, he said Shador. I had to turn off my microphone and I just had to hide my face because it was so funny just because of the conversations we've had about...
I never saw this coming. We had Greg Rosenthal yesterday, or 2 days ago, did the same exact thing. We've obviously played a lot of clips of Chase Daniel and other people doing it. I never thought Shador was a hard name.
I think it's just... I think for Scott, Scott and Chase, they have like a Southern accent or twang.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Now, Greg, I don't know what the hell that's about.
Yeah,
that dude is about as East Coast as it possibly gets. That one I don't get.
So it's a Southern thing.
I think it makes sense with a Southern accent.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Now, that being said, my favorite part was when it was just like, that Brock Purdy thing, I wouldn't have done that. Because he's right. Like, this is, like, it's $55 million a year. He's not that good of a quarterback. Like, okay.
We're seeing a lot of quarterbacks, by the way, get paid. In the past couple years, we watched Tua get paid. We watched Jordan Love get paid off of 9 games. We watched Trevor Lawrence get paid while not being particularly impressive. Like, at least Brock Purdy, you know you're dependent on Brock Purdy's people around Brock Purdy. But he led the league in passer rating 2 years ago. He was fourth in league MVP. He made it to a Super Bowl. Like, at least you know if you put the pieces around him, he can get you there.
If they go 5-12 this year with Brock Purdy, that contract will age as poorly as Trevor Lawrence's did, where Trevor Lawrence, like 5 games into last year, everyone's like, man, they really should have waited.
We've all watched Brock Purdy play. I don't think there's anybody that can tell you that Brock Purdy's like great and someone that is even worthy of a contract that starts with 5. But I don't know. It is at least nice to know that if you put the right pieces around him, you can get to the place you need to get to.
In an offseason where Kirk Cousins, who is Kyle Shanahan's dream quarterback, in an offseason where they could have had Shador, in an offseason where you could have gone a lot of ways if you're San Francisco.
Well, now you're just tied to him.
Yeah, now.
I mean, that's the hard part for me. Like, it's not just a bet on, like, will he become anything better than what we've seen? Like, this is, you got a ball and chain around your leg now.
And listen, I think Shanahan and Lynch are about as gilded as you can possibly be in San Francisco. This is the kind of deal where if they're wrong on him and they pay him and he sinks this thing for 2 or 3 years, unless you hit on somebody on the other side very quickly, or unless they draft and develop a guy very quickly, I mean, this is 4 years of a guy who's already, I mean, from year two to where he is now, it is night and day, and I think it can get a lot worse from here. And also just his honesty on, like, I would not have done that, and the Shador. I like both of those things.
Brock Purdy's another one of those guys that falls into that category of milquetoast, doesn't have that it factor that Scott was talking about, the things around the field that isn't necessarily on the field.
216-474-0092. I can admit, when Scott McLuhan, with all the quarterback bona fides, when he says the things he says about Shador, it does make me feel a hell of a lot better about this quarterback situation. More from Scott McLuhan and what he said about the Browns quarterback spot coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And why? That was a good pick by the Cleveland Browns. And we do have a plan to get to. We got Trade Me coming up in about 40 minutes. This is going to be our first go. This is an Anthony Alant idea, similar to Mock Me. If you send us in your NBA trade machine ideas and for the Cavs, how you make them better, you can send those in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin. And are you going to respond to the tweet at Nick Wilson Says as well? And we will react to them, and we'll let you know whether we love the idea, don't love the idea, or flat out hate that damn idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like when we brought the pool party into the mix, Jordan Poole, and it seemed like everyone hated that idea except for myself.
Yeah, still hate it. I mean, even when you said
it's
it,
so infuriating to all of you guys.
I was like, I really hate this idea.
It's as if I would have brought the only player that could have just, I don't know, got everyone on the same page of hating something, I guess, with the exception of me.
I just feel like when you said it, I thought to myself, I wish Draymond was here to punch you in the face.
Yeah, instead of Jordan Poole, you just wish it was Draymond punching me in the face.
We would just put a picture of Jordan Poole over your face and then be like, look, he's right there, Draymond. And
but think of the,
right in the kisser.
Think of the shirts we could sell. Pool party. And then it's just pictures of Jordan Poole laid out at the beach.
I mean, that makes up for the fact he's an inefficient scorer and he's not really good.
Oh, you want me to debate Jordan Poole with you now?
I don't want to go to the pool
party. We can do it at 6:20.
That's coming up at 6:20. Andy Biancone coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk the Preakness with her. But while we had a great stuff there with Scott McLuhan, make sure to check that full interview out. Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, was on with Baskin and Phelps earlier today and detailed, in line with the whole Shador experiment, what an ideal December might look like for the Browns.
Do you think the Browns would like to see Kenny Pickett come in and look really good in his fourth NFL season and be the guy? A 40-year-old Joe Flacco look like he did for five games, or one of these rookies surprise like crazy and just flat out go win that starting job?
I think there's no wrong answer to any of those. I think in a perfect scenario in December, the Browns are playing meaningful football with at least an idea of who their long-term answer could be.
So I disagree that there's like a no lose situation here, right? Well, if you're good with Joe Flacco or if you're good with Kenny Pickett, because those come with complications that the young guys being good or terrible don't.
This is kind of Anthony's idea from Tuesday, is it not? Anthony tried selling us in the idea that it's a no lose situation.
Well, that was based more on the idea of between Shador, Dylan Gabriel, and your two first next year. It's you have as good of odds to get a franchise quarterback as possible.
And you do with the darts at the dartboard in many respects.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
look at it like it's a free bet, though.
Yeah, when it's, and I don't want to say when it's with the Browns. When it's with about 33% of the league, there's no such thing as a free bet or a free roll. What I will say is, like, listen, I think if Joe Flacco's your quarterback, he starts the whole season, and you're in competition, if you end up missing the playoffs this year, it's going to feel like a kick in the groin because you're no closer to answering the quarterback situation.
I mean, you essentially accomplish nothing if that's what happens.
Even Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett is great, okay, well, then that answers itself. Then you have to pay Kenny Pickett. If Kenny's just merely good
enough.
Which
I would happily do, by the way.
Happily do if he's great. If he's Brock Purdy, which means he's a benefactor of what's happening around him, and then you have to go pay him $30 million a year, we do not like that.
Well, if he's a benefactor of what's around him, then we really had a lot of glow up between not only the two rookies we drafted, but also our wide receiving unit at the moment.
So I do think, like, if there's a, if, to me, the perfect situation in December is you're still playing meaningful football, even if you're two wins less than you would be with Flacco or Pickett, but it's Shador or Dylan who's been doing the steering most of the season. And even if you miss the playoffs by the end of December, by the early January, you're saying, all right, I have enough information definitively, Shador or Dylan's the guy, and we can use those two first rounders to just go ahead and build out the team around him.
Yeah, taking yourself out of quarterback for the start of the 2026 draft, that is the best situation that could possibly happen, because then you figured out your quarterback spot. That's the whole goal of this, is figuring out the quarterback spot. So no complaints from me on that, not in the slightest bit.
216-474-0092. What is the perfect scenario in December? And this is kind of the thing that I've been thinking of. I would rather be worse this year. I do think it's better for the Browns to be worse this year. But answer the question in the mostly affirmative, I think that's better than just being good this year with one of the other quarterbacks. I don't think people have really thought about how paying Kenny Pickett off of one decent year, how that can hurt this team just as much as anything else.
Well, but again, that's off of a decent year, though, right? Like, if it was a great year, if it was something different than that, then that's a completely different conversation. If it's a decent year, then I'll be shocked if you get to a spot where you look up and you're like, Kenny Pickett was the, 13th, 14th, 15th best quarterback. Let's give him $250 million. I don't think that's going to be the case.
All right, we do have the Preakness this weekend. We'll throw this out to you guys, 216-474-0092. What is the perfect scenario in December? But our guest is showing up here for us, FanDuel reporter and analyst Andy Biancone, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. So I guess to catch everybody up, Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby, and they are skipping the Preakness. Can you walk us through this decision and what it means for this race?
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, people from the outside often think, it's a disservice to the sport to not go for the Triple Crown. It's owed to the public. No. Absolutely not. Let's not forget, first and foremost, the horse comes before anything else. And every horse is different. Every horse is an individual. They are athletes. They don't have the ability to speak and say, hey, my knee hurts today, or, oh, I'm feeling a little tired. So it's up to the trainers, who are really shepherding these horses through the most important moments of their lives, to make those right decisions for them. So Sovereignty, I actually saw him the morning after the Derby. He looked fantastic, but he was sleeping in that morning. He was nice and cozy in his stall. So, I think very credible and good decision-making by Bill Mott and his team to, if they think that that's best for their horse to skip the Preakness, then by all means, I'm here for it.
All right, so set us up for the Preakness this weekend then. Journalism, the favorite, the odds-on favorite here, but it feels like some people are shying away.
Yeah, I think people are maybe a little bit scared because of the sloppy track. I do think that at least the Michael McCarthy team believe that the off-going was what kind of caused Journalism to maybe regress slightly and put Sovereignty at the advantage. But I'm on Journalism. I think he's at the top of this three-year-old crop. He's an outstanding horse physically. And I'll tell you what, he came out of the Kentucky Derby incredible. Like, Michael McCarthy has been the most overprotective, cautious parent, basically. He's been like, okay, like, I'm waiting till the last minute to make my decision. Like, I need to make sure everything's okay. And Journalism is on the track every day. Like, the PBR, like, let me run. I'm ready. Let's go. Like, I saw him the morning after the Derby, and he was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I'm with Sandman. Those were the two horses who I think came out of the Derby excellent.
Andy Biancone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, FanDuel reporter and analyst. Now, in doing research for this, Andy, Hong Kong Racing described you as one of the World Racing's rising stars. I only say that to say, because success never feels that way. Is that how it feels? Like, do you feel like you're one of the World Racing rising stars right now?
I'm like trying not to laugh. I love my Hong Kong people. They gas me too much. I'm just very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to do what I love every single day and be surrounded by a great team and great people, from Andrew Brown, who works at who I work for all the Hong Kong stuff, the Hong Kong Jockey Club, and all my people at FanDuel, of course. Like, I never envisioned myself broadcasting, and it's been possible because of them.
Well, just so you know, if you need somebody to piggyback on your success, Jonathan and I are here for this.
Yeah, we don't like
if
the opportunity.
If you just need part of your entourage to expand and you need two loud, sarcastic, I kind of look like a bouncer, JP, more of a magician's build, we can absolutely be part of piggybacking on your success.
You guys are way too kind. I'm really just like a weird horse girl who never grew up, and now horse racing has suddenly become a little bit cool. So I'm like, oh, I'm living it. I'm eating it up.
If someone says you have a magician build, is that a compliment or is that a negative?
No, total compliment. Come on.
This is why you can be on the team. You just gas. You see, everyone else gasses you up. You gas us up, and then
if everybody gasses each other,
here we go.
We're fully fueled. Yeah.
My love language is roasting. My mom's Chinese, so come on.
Andy, I want to go back to something you commented on with sovereignty. I'm confused. They're just not racing because it's getting ready for the Belmont. There's nothing inherently wrong with the horse, or is there something I'm missing here?
No, I think they just find maybe this horse is just one who's slower to recover, and totally if they want to think long-term goals and they think it's going to be in this horse's best interest to skip the Preakness, which is 2 weeks out from the Derby. It's a big ask. It's not the Triple Crown for no reason. By all means, I respect it because at the end of the day, we owe everything to the horses and they will always come first. And if that's the best decision for him as an individual, then I'll stand by it.
Andy, really great stuff. Congrats on all the success. We really do appreciate you here and wishing for a good race with the Preakness coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me, guys. It's been a blast. And happy Preak. Get your Preak on.
Thank you so much. Andy Biancone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with her. We got plenty on the Preakness coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And the path forward for your Cleveland Cavaliers right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.